This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Silence period for May 13 local level election beginning from today midnight. All forms of election campaigns prohibited during this special period. Nepal's all international borders to be closed for 3 days effective from today midnight for local level election. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba to discuss forwarding West Sethi hydropower project with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And a nationwide curfew imposed in Sri Lanka after growing anti-government protest. Now the news in detail. The silence period for May 13 local level election is beginning from today midnight. All forms of election campaigns will be prohibited during this special period. The Election Commission has prohibited the political parties from organizing electoral assemblies, meeting and door-to-door campaigns. The Commission has also urged the candidates and their supporters not to carry out activities like campaigning through social media during this silence period. The Election Commission has already asked political parties and candidates to remove publicity materials kept within 300 meters of the polling stations. The Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podil said the Commission would monitor social sites during this special period by constituting a special committee. The Election Commission has also directed the Nepal Telecom not to provide SMS service during this silence period. Likewise, the government has also decided to ban public transport on election day. The government has also banned the sale and consumption of alcoholic drinks during this period. The international borders shared with neighbouring India and China are to be closed for 72 hours in view of May 13 local-level election. It is reported that the movements along the border points will be completely closed to be effective from today midnight till Friday midnight to conduct the local-level election in free, impartial and fearless manner. The international borders of the country will remain shut for 3 days as per the government's decision, following the recommendation of the Election Commission. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has appealed to one and all to actively participate in the May 13 local-level election. In his appeal today, ANC President Deuba claimed that citizens got an opportunity to form a local government on their own following a long struggle for democracy. The Prime Minister also urged all voters to confidently cast vote for the elections to institutionalize and consolidate the Federal Democratic Republic achieved by tremendous struggles and dedication. Likewise, Prime Minister Deuba has said that the talks were underway to implement the West Sethi Hydropower Project and Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project in coordination with Indian government. Addressing an election rally in Dadeldhura today, the Prime Minister said he would talk about both projects during Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Lumbini visit. Indian Prime Minister Modi is set to visit Lumbini on the 16th of May. Nepal government's decision to grant leave for 2 days a week has been published in the Gazette. As a result, the decision comes into effect on a trial basis from the 15th of May. According to the information published in the Gazette, Saturday and Sunday will be public holidays. The office hour for the remaining 5 days will be from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. A meeting of the Council of Ministers on April 26 had decided to grant leave 2 days a week. Prior to this, only Saturday was public holiday with the office hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Jazeera Airways is starting its service to and from the Gautam Buddha International Airport from the 15th of May. Making the flight schedule public today, the airways has stated that Jazeera Air's Airbus will fly to Gautam Buddha International Airport at 6:30 p.m. Kuwait time, and the plane will land at the airport at 1:30 a.m. on the 15th of May. After 45 minutes of stay at the airport, the plane will fly back to Kuwait at 2:30 a.m. Jazeera Air will fly to the Gautam Buddha International Airport on Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday, and return from the airport on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Weightlifter and gold medalist for the 13th South Asian Games Sanju Chaudhary has been found dead today. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Range Lalitpur, Siddhi Vikram Shah, said Chaudhary was found hanging inside her room. SP Shah said as per the preliminary investigation, Chaudhary might have committed suicide. 23-year-old weightlifter Chaudhary, who was originally from Banke, had been living in a rented room in Lalitpur. You are listening to Daily Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A curfew has been imposed across Sri Lanka after mobs burned down homes belonging to the ruling Rajapaksa family amid mounting anger at the economic crisis. The overnight violence capped a day of unrest that saw Mahinda Rajapaksa quit the post of Prime Minister, but this failed to bring calm. Crowds besieged his residence and he was evacuated in pre-dawn operation amid tear gas and warning shots. Protests are said to be continuing despite the curfew. The island-wide curfew has been extended to Wednesday morning as authorities seek to quell the violence. 7 people are reported to have died and 200 have been injured since Monday. Meanwhile, the government has granted its military and police emergency powers to arrest people without warrants after the ongoing violence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russia's blockade of his country's Black Sea port threatens global food supplies. European Council President Charles Michel, who was forced to take shelter as he visited Odessa, warns that badly needed supplies are stuck in the port. Meantime, Ukraine and the European Union have discussed taking immediate measures to unblock Ukraine's port for grain exports. And Ukrainian President Zelensky said he discussed preventing a global food crisis caused by Russia's aggressive actions during talks with the European Council President on his visit to Odessa on Monday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1 and at a few places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Silence period for May 13 local level election beginning from today midnight. All forms of election campaigns prohibited during this special period. Nepal's all international borders to be closed for 3 days effective from today midnight for local level election. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to discuss forwarding West Sethi hydropower project with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And nationwide curfew imposed in Sri Lanka after growing anti-government protest. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.